Welcome, everybody, to KickServeRadio.com and our extended coverage of Final Four weekend. I'm joined by former UConn Husky lacrosse player Laura Marcoux, who is now a fitness trainer and triathlete here in Denver, Colorado. And Laura, I know you've always been extremely proud of your UConn Huskies basketball program. How could you not be? When you were there 06 to 09, the narrative was superstar Maya Moore, long win streaks, national championships. It just seems like the more things change, the more they stay the same. Let's start with your years at UConn. What was it like being a part of that athletic department, and how much of an influence did Coach Auriemma have over the entire athletic department at UConn?
Oh, man, it was such a cool experience being part of that athletic program. And I was never a big college basketball fan before I got to UConn, but that's just the atmosphere there. It just is, it's overwhelming, and all the students come out in support of it. And the coolest part for me is I've never seen women's sports be such a big deal before, but people, the UConn women's games sell out just as much as the men's do, and people come from all over the state to watch them, and they're a big deal.
How much respect does Coach Auriemma, I mean, is it kind of like watching this living legend walk around campus when you see him? Is it kind of like, ooh, there he is? But he also seems like a real guy that seems approachable and friendly, and how great is it having that guy on campus?
Yeah, he's approachable and friendly for sure. But the coolest part is you see, like, I've seen all these documentaries about him, and you know how tough he is. So while he's approachable, it's at the same time, it's a little bit scary. You kind of don't, like, you feel like maybe he might yell at you because you're not getting low on defense when he sees you walking through practice or anything like that. But it's kind of ooh and ah when you see him. He's a big deal. And this year, if he wins the next national championship, he'll officially pass John Wooden for the most of all time in college basketball.
How much pressure did that put on the other teams, or would you say it was more motivating to be a part of the women's athletic department at UConn? Does the success of the basketball program sort of permeate through the entire department and make you all feel like you're a part of something special and maybe perform at a higher level just by virtue of the fact that you're associated with this unbelievably successful program?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would say they definitely set the standard, especially for women's sports at UConn. And I don't think it puts on pressure. It's motivational. It's like sometimes we would come in at the end of their workouts, their strength and conditioning workouts, and you would just see how hard they were working, and it just made you want to live up to that standard. And I mean, they were throwing around weight like we didn't do the same kind of stuff that they did, but. And I know Doris Burke, who's like my favorite analyst to hear the woman play, she always says, if you want to know why UConn's so good, just go to 5 minutes of one of their practices.
There's obviously, Laura, been a lot of talk about how UConn, people have even used the phrase, they're ruining, you know, college women's basketball, you know, because of their domination. But I think cooler heads seem to prevail and just say, listen, this program and this coach and these players are setting a standard of excellence that is allowing other women to sort of shoot for the stars by even being able to compete with this team. When you were in school, it was, as I mentioned before, it was Maya Moore. Before her, it was Diana Taurasi. I mean, the list goes on and on, back to Rebecca Lobo, but now it's Brianna Stewart. And you've compared her game, if you want to make a comparison to the men's game, you compare her to Kevin Durant. That's pretty high praise. Why do you say that?
It's just the way she plays, is her athleticism. She could play kind of any position on the floor. Like, she's a forward, but she could take the ball down the court. And one of the most impressive things to me is she's 6'4", but she has a 7'1" wingspan. And that looks a lot to, like, Kevin Durant to me. But yeah, this dynasty, I watched Maya Moore play in person while I was there. So I got to go to all those games, which is really cool. And I sound like a spoiled UConn fan when I say this, but Maya Moore only won us 2 championships while she was there.
Oh, disgrace the program.
I know. Brianna Stewart's going for number 4, and she's already the only UConn, well, the only player, let alone UConn player, to be the 3-time Final Four most outstanding player. And the way she's looking right now, if she continues playing the way she's looking right now, I don't see how she couldn't win it again. And that, I know there's been a lot of dominant women in UConn history, but to do something that no UConn women's player has ever done before, like, you kind of can't overlook that.
I know it sounds crazy, but I certainly feel extreme pride with my Texas Lady Longhorns to have stayed within a mere 21 of UConn. And you admitted yourself that team showed a lot of fight and didn't back down from your Huskies.
Oh, yeah, they didn't back down. I was impressed with the Longhorns. And the funny part for me is when they're within 20, I actually feel a little nervous. Like, wow, this isn't not a comfortable 40-point lead. But no, the Longhorns really came to play. They were impressive.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And as far as the superlatives that are attached to the UConn ladies basketball program, I don't think that there are enough in the dictionary right now. Certainly what's going on the men's side, those guys are no slouch either. I know you're extremely impressed with Coach Kevin Ollie.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to see. He wasn't there while I was there, but I love Coach Kevin Ollie. He has all these little freezes. Like, there's one about, like, that I posted on my wall about taking the stairs and not the escalator. But Kevin Ollie, like, you can hear with both the men and the women that those players preach what their coach says. And you can hear when they do their interviews, their post-game interviews and stuff like that, that they're saying that their coach's words. And the UConn men always talk about the brotherhood they have there with Kevin Ollie. And I love what he's building there and what he's taken from Jim Calhoun and started running with. It's going to be a good program under him.
Well, you certainly don't see the men's coach normally standing in the shadow of the women's coach, but that certainly is the case at UConn. Earlier in the show, we had former NBA great Craig Elo, and we had Scott Oliaro from the University of North Carolina's athletic department, and in their words, nothing is a foregone conclusion with what's going to happen with this men's Final Four. But as far as the women's side, I think we all probably know what to expect come Tuesday night. There will be confetti raining down on Brianna Stewart and Gina Auriemma and the rest of your Huskies, and I'm sure you've probably got the champagne being chilled already.
Oh, yeah, it's already getting ready. And I know these other girls are going to give it their all, but when Gino said it, when these girls are playing their best, there's no one that can beat them.
She is Laura Marcoux, former lacrosse player at the University of Connecticut, and she is a big UConn Huskies basketball fan and has every reason to be. Laura, good luck this weekend. Thanks so much for taking the time, and always enjoy talking UConn basketball with you.
Thanks, Andy. Yep.
Perfectly normal.